The next contribution is by Paula Clare.
I last spoke to Eric at the book launch here in November. And he said, when are we going to do another book? Because he'd written an introduction to my 30 Years of Poetry volume in 1991. And I said, well, perhaps you'd like to be involved in writing about a new project of mine. And I think it's a development of what I've done before. In 1984, I wrote a poem about a ginkgo tree. It's my favourite tree, the most ancient tree. And now I have the idea of a project called Ginkgo Fanfare for the Millennium. And I want to plant 2001 ginkgo trees by the end of 2001. And they'll be in seven different symbolic schemes in different places in the country. And when we inaugurate them, there'll be words, better not say the dirty word poems that will frighten people off, and live music, and walking, and great big bun fights. So Eric was very taken with this, and he said, right, let's get together in the new year. So I would like to perform the introduction to this project of mine, the introduction which has been growing since 1984. And as all of you know, or most of you know who know about my work, I like you to join in a bit on certain things. So I will waggle my hands and try to entice you to do a bit of improvising now and again. Ginkgo Fanfare for the Millennium. I first came across a ginkgo tree. A ginkgo tree first crossed my path in 1989 in Wadham College Garden, Oxford. This is a leaf from that tree. What a funny looking tree, I said. What peculiar leaves. So simple. The tree held its peace, of course. Well, a tree can't talk, can it? Not intelligent enough. In a big performance, I now come round with a big tray of dried ginkgo leaves, and you all take one, so please imagine that you now all have a ginkgo leaf in your hand. In 1984, after my reading at Harbourfront, Toronto, I went to AGO, Art Gallery of Ontario, to see the Moors, Henry. And when I came out of the museum, I noticed rows of ginkgo trees. I was astonished, because in Europe, the tree is a rarity, like monkey puzzles, only more so. Anyhow, before I left Toronto, I went to the ginkgo trees and explained I hadn't come to rip them off, but to gather 21 leaves for a publication. When I got back to Oxford, I looked up the tree in the concise Oxford Dictionary. It's from Japanese yingkyo, from Chinese yingxing, meaning silver apricot, referring to the fruit of the female tree, sometimes called the Chinese maidenhair tree, because its leaves relate to the maidenhair fern. The ginkgo is the sole remaining member of the family Ginkgoaceae, the most ancient tree. Leaf prints found in fossils all over the world, several hundreds of millions of years old. Exactly how many hundreds of millions of years old is a subject of debate. No good asking the tree, because it can't talk, can it? Not intelligent enough. Anyhow, I was reading Peter Russell's book, The Awakening Earth, the other day, and he says, in the history of evolution, things called plants and whopping things called trees were gassing themselves with their own emissions. Gassing themselves. Gassing. Gassing them. Gassing themselves with their own emissions. Shh. Emissions. Gassing. Gassing. Gassing themselves with their own emissions. So they had to do a deal. Had to do a deal. Had to do a deal. Do a deal. Had to do a deal. Do a deal. Deal. Had to do a deal with things called creatures and whopping things called not dinosaurs. Anyhow, these whopping things used to we are above that sort of thing. Ginkgo trees have never been found in the wild in modern times. The tree was discovered by the Dutch botanist Camphair in Japan in 1690, who brought it to Europe. He found that the Japanese and Chinese used to plant ginkgos round their temples because they held them sacred. So it's only because of this ancient superstition that the tree has survived. A quaint relic of the history of evolution. Would you do me a big chant? Ginkgo, 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 ginkgo. Please keep it up and I'll do some things on the top of it. Ko, ginkgo, 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 ginkgo. Ginkgo oxygen. Ginkgo oxygenesis. Ginkgo oxygen. Ginkgo, 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 oxygen, oxygen.